Well, you know, hey, it is what it is. We just needed to win. Didn't matter what, you know, what the shot count was or what happened out there. It was just, we needed to get a win. And, you know, obviously it was a big win against these guys. But, you know, nonetheless, regardless of how we got it or when or who or, you know, the circumstances of the third and four nights for us, you know, we just needed it. So throw all the stats out the window. It was just a, you know, one of those just go after it and, you know, one of those gutsy wins for us. That's all.
Scott, are you particularly fond of the shootout?
No. I'm not a fan. I've said that before. It's a, you know, it's a gimmicky thing. Obviously, it's fun. The fans like it. So, I mean, why wouldn't they like it? It's a skills competition, you know. And I just don't think that with everything riding on the line, the playoffs, points, millions of dollars, head coaches, futures, things like that, management, there's so much riding on the line. And you're going to decide that by just like a skills competition? I don't think it's right. And obviously, it's fun and exciting. You know, no one's going to say it's not. But I just don't believe there's too much at stake for it. You know, it's like a slam dunk contest in basketball. It's great. It's entertaining, but there's just too much at stake to leave it up to a shootout like that.
What does it say about your team, though, coming from after your Chicago game against Chicago to come back and win tonight?
Yeah. Well, it was a tough loss for us last night, but just, you know, going back the past, you know, several games for us, they've just haven't gone our way, and we just needed a way to get a win no matter how it happened. And obviously against these guys it was even bigger. We obviously would like to win in regulation, you know, not give them the point, but regardless, just for our psyche to get the win and, you know, and get us going in the right direction just because of the way, you know, things have been going for us lately. Absolutely. We got to keep pace with everyone. We got teams in front of us. We got teams behind us, including these guys. You know, we had a good start to the season, but we can't just float on that. You got to keep getting points. And, you know, otherwise, you know, it's going to sneak up on you, which it has in the past week. You know, Washington has jumped ahead of us. So, you know, not only we put ourselves in a good position, but you got to keep pace. And, you know, the past couple of weeks, we haven't been getting the points. And, you know, that's why tonight's game was all the more important. Just, you know, it keeps me in that comfort zone. You know, when it's, you know, when you go long stretches in between games, you get rusty a little bit and you get out of it. So, you know, it just keeps me in the rhythm. And if regardless of how they come, when I get a chance to play, I got to make the best of it, and I want to make the best of it. But tonight it wasn't even about that. It was just about getting the win for the team. But for me personally, you know, it felt good, especially to get a shootout win, which going back to last year, I can't remember last time I had a shootout win. So, but anyway, it was a good win nonetheless.
When you don't get a morning skate the day you start, does that change anything for you?
No. And, you know, and today, rather not, you know, just getting in from Chicago late last night, early this morning in the early game, it was not necessary, and it was more beneficial to everyone not to skate. But I think that, you know, my experience and being around the league and being in the league for a while takes care of that for you. I don't necessarily need a morning skate, and that's just me, maybe my age or whatever it is, but I'm comfortable not having one. But today it was absolutely necessary not to have a morning skate.
Great, thanks.
Yeah.